talking to Mia from Crime Stoppers. Mia, and we're talking about stalking. And I guess, Mia, apart from people being frightened on the actual day, I mean, this, if someone is stalked regularly for a while, it could have some dramatic effects upon them and their lifestyle, couldn't it?
Absolutely. It can really, really be damaging for victims. It can have some serious psychological and emotional impacts. So victims often experience heightened levels of fear, anxiety, and stress. And this can lead to chronic issues and long after the stalking has ceased. So this can lead to a diminished sense of personal safety, once again, after the stalking has ceased. Often victims of stalking go from extroverted to introverted, and they may withdraw from social activities. So if you do have a friend that is having these sorts of dramatic personality changes and you suspect stalking, you know, you should maybe help them make a safety plan so that they feel maybe they're taking control of their own personal safety. You can provide practical assistance, for example, keeping a bag of clothes or something at their house in case they need to, you know, get away quick, and help them regain that sense of control. You can also connect them with some support services such as Safe Steps, or if you know someone who is engaging in stalking behaviours, maybe connect them to No to Violence.
And particularly, I'm thinking guys here can actually step into one of their mates if one of their mates are bragging about it. Oh, you know, I've really got her frightened or something. Instead of laughing along with them, I mean, the guys can actually step up and say, no, mate, like, this is not right. What you're doing is a crime and you shouldn't be doing it.
Absolutely. So if that is the case, definitely call someone out. This is, I think, everyone's responsibility to stop making light of anything. Or even if someone's joking about, you know, oh, this new girl I'm seeing, oh, I'm just going to stalk her, see if she's seeing anyone else. Make sure that you're calling out these sort of jokes and this behavior. And if you do have a friend that you believe is engaging in this sort of behavior, No to Violence is a preventative and behavior sort of service, the leading one in Victoria. So it's really great. They do workshops. They talk to men who might have this sort of behavior or these ideas that they sort of, this entitlement, oh, I can do this, it's my sort of right, that's my girlfriend, that's my wife, it doesn't matter because we're married. These sorts of things get addressed through their workshops.
It's still put my teeth back in, it's still stalking, even if it's you're doing it to someone that you're in a close relationship. Well, it's probably worse, but it is still stalking, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we have lots of information out there, not enough, but we do have some. So figures from the Crime Statistics Agency show that there were 2,642 stalking offences reported in the year to March 2024. So more than half of these were related to family violence. This shows that the people that are stalking are often ex-partners. Ex-partner stalking is the most common type, and it is often fatal. Yeah.
It's despicable.
Absolutely. And the thing is, it's normally in the year after either breakup or divorce where a victim is most at risk of being stalked. So it's in that time where, you know, things like Safe Steps should be aware of their situation and you should reach out for support. So as well, about the number I said, the 2,642 offences, this is believed to be only about 9% of what is actually occurring.
About
so it's
9%?
Really underreported. Yeah, approximately. So yeah, it's really underreported and it's really difficult to know who's being stalked, but it is a huge problem. And the main reason why it's a huge problem is there's such a lack of understanding of what is stalking.
Mia, we must also mention, and I'm not having a go at anyone here, but the police are a lot better trained now. I mean, 30 years ago, we can hear some horror stories of the police didn't want to get involved, and it was just between a husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend. But the police are now very well trained, and they take all these incidents very, very seriously, don't they?
Absolutely. So to launch this sort of campaign we're doing on stalking, we held an expert panel, and that featured a speaker from Victoria Police. And he was explaining how, yes, they've come so far in their training when it comes to family violence, when it comes to stalking. They have so many things in place now that they didn't before to protect victims, and it's a great sort of improvement. So definitely go to the police if you are feeling afraid, even if, you know, it's you don't have any evidence yet. It's great to get sort of a case under their, you know, registered with them, so that if there are things that develop, they know exactly what they're dealing with.
And one of the things that we should mention, or also let me say, with technology and that, we're more connected now than what we ever were, but unfortunately, for a number of people, it's being used totally in the wrong way, isn't it?
Absolutely. Technology, and especially social media, has facilitated stalking big time by providing perpetrators with, you know, this unprecedented access to your personal information and with ways to communicate to you. So yeah. Things like social media platforms, they have detailed personal information on them. It can have your location. So if you're posting photos at a restaurant and you tag the restaurant in the geolocation, this is, you know, an instant where you are sort of marker. And stalkers can exploit this information. It's also really an ease of constant and anonymous communication at times. That can be direct messages, emails. People can make fake email addresses without their names, yep. And harass you. It can be social media interactions. But really the main thing that technology has facilitated is GPS-enabled devices. So this is, you know, a stalker's ability to track a victim's movement. This can be, you know, apps on the phone. It can be, you know, Find My iPhone, or it can be actual trackers that are hidden in things like prams, the car, teddy bear cameras, and things like this. So the misuse of technology is a huge issue when it comes to stalking.
Mia, look, unfortunately, we're fast running out of time, so we need you to give us some contact details for Crime Stoppers, also a website, any websites you've got for people to look up for us.
Absolutely. So if you do happen to know anyone that's being stalked and you'd like to report anonymously, you can go to the Crime Stoppers website, where we also house a lot of resources, which is crimestoppersvic.com.au, or you can call us. Go on.
Vic.com.au.
That's the one.
Crime Stoppers, all one word?
Crimestoppersvic.com.au.
Yep.
All lowercase as well.
Yep.
And then you can also call 1-800-333-000.
333-000. That's 1-800-333-000.
That's it.
Look, Mia, it's great to have you on, and we look forward to having you back on, I think it's a few weeks' time. I know we've got some dates, so I just haven't got them with me, but I guess the take out of all this, if anybody is feeling at all threatened in any way, then they should reach out to Crime Stoppers, or if they don't want to make the initial contact, that maybe one of their close friends.
Absolutely. And if you are in immediate danger, always call 000.
Terrific. Look, it's been great having you along. We'll certainly talk to you. I'm not sure what we'll talk about next time, but I'm sure you'll come up with a subject for us. When I say fascinating, it's not. It's sad. But even I didn't realise just how much, what can be stalking.
Exactly. It's so important we talk about these things, and I'll have a very interesting topic for us to discuss next time.
Sounds terrific. Thank you very much, Mia. We look forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks. Bye.